This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I love my parents, but... Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that phrase you just heard, I love my parents, but I'm struggling to maintain a decent relationship, or we're always arguing, or we always have problems. Some students will say, I understand I'm supposed to love my parents and I'm supposed to respect them. But you don't know what it's like living in my house. You don't know what it's like at the dinner table. And all of that may be true. But how does Islam teach us to deal with this situation? You're at home, you know that these are your parents, you know what Islam says you should do. But you just can't see eye to eye. There's arguments every day. There's disagreements all the time. How does Islam help us navigate those circumstances? The answer is actually in one word. It's called ma'roof. In the Quran, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we should respect our parents. Birrul walidain. We should be civilized. We should honor them. We hear these lectures and khutbas all the time. Rarely do we hear about the homes out there where there's that massive conflict. The parents and their children never see eye to eye, never really understand each other. And I completely get it. There are parents out there who have children but are not parents. Does that make sense? There are parents out there that have families but don't know how to be parents to their children. One word can help you navigate all of this. It's called ma'roof. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, that you should at least be a companion to them in the worldly sense based upon ma'roof. So what is this term? Ma'roof is literally a universal standard. So it's standard across the world. That at the end of the day, even if you disagree respectfully in a civilized way. Parents are not perfect. And the parents who are listening to this understand we're not perfect. We're not going to have all the answers. There are going to be moments where it's tense. There's going to be problems between us and our children. The children's responsibility here is bare minimum, respond and disagree if you must in a civilized and dignified way. So try to avoid the arguments. Try to avoid putting each other down. And one message for the parents out there, remember, one of the names of children in the Quran is Amana. Like, this is a trust Allah gave you. You're supposed to take care of, provide, and nurture this trust. So part of that process is, you know, sometimes when you feel like you want to lose it, sometimes when you feel like you want to scream, shout, argue, you try your best just as much as your children to keep yourself together. Your first responsibility is conduct yourself in a way that Allah is pleased with. When you do that, immediately Allah causes the family, the children, and the rest of creation to be pleased with you. So you'll never lose this way. And this works on both sides. For the kids out there who have these tense moments at home, we all do to some extent. When that happens, try your very best to keep yourself under control. If it means that you've got to go up to your room, calm down a little bit, come back and talk about things, try to talk about things. Work them out. And I have to say, brothers and sisters, for the kids out there, it's okay to disagree with your parents. It's okay to say, Mom, Dad, I don't want to do it that way. As long as it stays within the parameters of our deen. That's the key. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts so much emphasis on being respectful to the parents. Because at the end of the day, if there's still a conflict, the first duty to resolve that conflict must and should come from the children. And it should be obvious why. I mean, at the end of the day, these are your parents. You'll never have another set of parents. Just one. It's one father, it's one mother. So Allah tells us, when he speaks to us about birr al-walidain, take it upon yourself as the child that, you know, at the end of the day, I may be uncomfortable, but I know if I give in or do as I'm asked or respond accordingly, whatever the scenario is, if I take it upon myself for the sake and for the purpose of diffusing the situation and continuing to build that relationship with my parents, if I take that burden on my shoulders first, I know that that is the thing that puts me in a better place with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to do it for Allah first and foremost. That's the attitude that Allah wants us to think about, to steer ourselves on that path. Put yourself in a place of humility, put yourself in a place of respect and honor. And the respect and honor here is you try your very, very best to put your parents first, please them first. If you do that, everything in your life becomes blessed. Nobody has ever lived the life where they strive to do the right thing to please their parents, except Allah has always blessed them with a good life, always blessed them with contentment. That's actually His promise. That's one of the reasons or one of the wisdom behind the wording birrul walidain. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for anybody out there that has that conflict and it happens on a consistent basis between you and your parents, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and give you what is best, insha'Allah ta'ala. Allahumma ameen.